East Coast Breakfast.
If you're planning your next holiday, I hope that you've sat down and you've done the math so that you can leverage all of the public holidays.
Yeah, and this is very helpful because in South Africa, compared to the rest of the world, we have quite a few public holidays.
That's why we love it.
Countries do not have as many as
us.
It should be. And it should be like this, absolutely.
Correct.
So here's the math. So write this down. In 2026, there are 12 official public holidays already, right? But some of them fall on weekends and not all 12 will result in a weekday off.
Yes.
So we only get 10 days off because two of them are on a Saturday.
Mm.
Only if it's on a Sunday, you get the Monday off. So the biggest opportunity, listen carefully, is at the end of April. If you take Tuesday to Thursday, the 28th to the 30th of April off, and then you link it with Freedom Day on the Monday, which is 27th, and Workers' Day on Friday, the 1st of May, you have now taken 3 leave days, but you've got 9 days in a row.
No way.
Yes, so you'll be off from Saturday, the 25th of April, to Sunday, the 3rd of May, if you take those days off.
You take the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off. That's it. Take those 3 off,
yeah,
and you get 9. What
there's
a pleasure.
More.
Thank you,
Colin. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so taking Monday the 15th of June. So April, you're nice and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yes.
Come June, you're feeling a little bit frazzled and stressed again. Plus, it's getting cold. Right?
Yes.
So...
Not in Durban, though.
Not so
much. No,
we have those 2 days.
Yeah. It gets darker.
There was that one
earlier.
Morning in June I had to wear like a jacket.
A jersey.
For
yeah.
an hour and a half.
Yeah.
All right, so if you take Monday the 15th of June... it gives you 4 days off around Youth Day, which is Tuesday the 16th of June. That's June sorted. August, you need a bit of a break as well. So booking Friday the 7th of August gets you 4 days because Women's Day falls on the Sunday the 9th of August. That's observed on the Monday, and then you get that one off. So there you go.
Yeah, and then there's more because this is how we roll. So that's August, June. Now September. September's like almost time... For December holidays, it's the best. So, Friday the 25th of September turns Heritage Day on Thursday the 24th into another 4 day break. So, you take the Friday the 25th
yes,
off.
Yes, one day.
And you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Halala!
Amazing.
And if you happen to have an employer that is so nasty, they don't let you off from the 16th of December.
Huh?
Hey, you have an ace up your sleeve. Because Thursday and Friday, 17 and 18 December, if you taking those 2 days, just those 2 days, 17 and 18 December, so you save whatever 15 leave days you have and you make sure you take Thursday and Friday, 17 and 18 December as leave, it gives you 5 days off around the Day of Reconciliation on Wednesday, the 16th of December. And if you take Monday, the 28th of December, it extends your Christmas Day holiday until Friday, the 25th, into a 4 day break. So.
Jeez, you guys really thought of this,
yeah,
hey?
Yeah. And if you didn't, if you're
it's
driving,
it's critical for your mental health, Carmen, that you take as much leave as you legally can.
So go to ecr.co.za, Sky, because I can see you didn't write any of this down.
I'm still in June.
We'll help you take the leave for you. You go to the East Coast Breakfast blog, go check this article out, and then save it, print it, save it, laminate it, put it on your desk, do it today. So you put all your leave days in and you sort it. Do it before your colleagues.
Yes.
Because then you get the manager has to approve
first
your
come,
leave.
First serve kind of vibes.
They approve yours and then they don't approve. So do that now.
Yes.
ECR.co.za. You can get 3 to up to 4 times as much leave with the East Coast Breakfast Leave Hack.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.